is.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Hi there, it's Frank. For all the dumb things I've done in my life, there have been plenty of them. One of the smart things I did is I started saving money in my late 20s. I was now 27 or something. It wasn't much. But it was a start, and it got me in the habit of paying myself first. And that's what you sort of have to do. You have to decide, I'm going to pay myself this much money, 5% of what you make, or whatever you decide to do. And you let that money stack up, and then you let it work and grow. But you need some help. You need some advice, some investment advice. If you have $25,000 or more, and I'm not talking about 20-somethings that have, you know, $300 like I did. I'm talking about those of you who have $25,000 or more. You know that you want that to become more than that. You don't want to just have it remain $25,000. That's not going to take you very far, especially a few years from now. So you go to people like Mark and Jason. Not people like them. How about write to Mark and Jason? Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. All you need to do is go to their website, check them out. Their phone number is there. Give them a call, set up a meeting. And you may already have a financial advisor. My advice would be get a second opinion from these guys. MarkandJason.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the weekend. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Good to have you folks along with us. 515 in St. Louis, and we are broadcasting live this afternoon from Florissant, Valley of Flowers. Celebration going on here. We'll tell you more about it in just a few moments. But first, a quick round of introductions as we are broadcasting, no joke, from a penalty box in the ice rink right here at the Civic Center, just outside the Civic Center. First, ladies and gentlemen, running the control board, breaking a sweat, been here all afternoon, yep, slaving over the hot control board.
That's right, I can use it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Eon the Peon.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone. Pleasure to be here. Oh, please stop.
I wasn't clapping.
I was trying to.
sitting to the left of me, the lone person clapping for Eon the Peon, Tina Delpiez. How you doing, Tina?
I'm doing great. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
Hello, Bill.
Whoa, did you see the scared looks on all the Florissant residents?
That's great with those kids out there.
You know what? I saw a couple of people. I just saw Tammy, girl that grew up the street from me. We grew up together.
Right.
We haven't seen each other for years and years.
That's what you said about the other girl.
Joan. Joanie stopped by, and we grew up together.
Goodness. Yeah, does Debbie know about all these coming up to see you?
She does now.
Oh.
Well, if you've ever met Dan Strauss and would like to be part of this big reunion, please come on by and say hello. And we should also mention, feverishly pushing buttons back at the radio station and running the control board there, Josh Gilbert. Josh, nice job, sir.
Thank you. And Dan, I'm from North County as well, but you don't hear me bragging about it.
All we can hear today.
You don't have all the chicks coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Dan.
I've counted two so far.
Yeah.
Is it just the two?
Well, I went out to smoke a cigarette, and there was a big mob. You probably didn't
see
them.
Oh, yeah, we missed all that.
Yeah, you missed those.
I missed that. I was actually watching the Farnham family over at the... they have a little tent set up over there for entertainment and stuff throughout the weekend here in Florissant.
How were they?
And they were good. They all were playing instruments, and you can actually sit on. And this is what a great festival.
You could sit on the internet?
No. Let me finish. You could sit on big bales of hay.
Mm-hmm.
That's festival.
I heard Rocky Top over there.
I must have missed that.
Oh,
really? All right. We are here in Florissant. And the website, I like to give out the website because most people now, you want to go to a website, get your directions, get your schedule for stuff going on, and it's florissantmo.com. Florissantmo.com. And I was on there earlier today. When you log onto that website, you just, I think it's on the right hand side, there's a little button that'll take you right to the Valley of Flowers link. It'll link you right to the website with all of the stuff going on. They have, looks like, stuff going on through 9 o'clock tonight, actually probably till 10 tonight, tomorrow, all day, all sorts of performances. They've got food. I was mentioning earlier, I just had some homemade root beer from one of the nice folks over there. Peon had some, what'd you have? You had
homemade lemonade.
And there's two different locations. There's the location here at the Egan Civic Center on Parker Road with the flea market and the bands and a lot of kids stuff here. And then there's the other one, the other location over by the Knights of Columbus and Flores and Oaks Shopping Center and all that. That's over with the rides and all that and the games.
And on that website, I did notice they do have a link to each one of the locations where there's festivities going on this weekend. So if you want to check that out. We'll take your calls if you'd like, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Josh, just jump in if somebody's on the phone or wants to join us here this afternoon. A couple of things going on. You guys all know that I am not a drinker. I don't drink. I've never really cared for the taste of alcohol, although most people tell me that's not the
everybody's
reason.
Everybody's doing it, Bill.
Not the reason to drink,
everybody's
but for
doing
the
it.
Taste.
You should. Here, try this, Bill. All the cool
come
kids
on, man.
Come on.
No,
I'll be
what
okay.
are you?
Here.
L7.
Light this up.
Scientists now have unveiled a way to spray yourself drunk in an instant. It looks like it's about the size of maybe a small flashlight or something. You can hold it right in your hand. And it almost is kind of like one of those deals you use for asthma. Those things you
inhaler.
Press on. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You put it in your mouth. You shoot the thing, and you're drunk for about let's see if it just a handful of seconds.
Wow.
Woohoo! And then it immediately wears off.
Really?
So I mean I don't know. I've never been drunk in my life. Is that how
Are you
long?
Serious? You've never been drunk in your life?
No.
Have you had a
It's so much fun.
now that you mention it, I don't know that I've actually had a beer. I've had like hard liquor, but which
I've never had a beer.
Didn't really care for.
Really?
I don't like the smell of it. Anytime people are around with beer, I really can't.
Sometimes you got to fight through the smell of things, Bill.
No,
it makes life a little
pleasure.
Better, huh?
How can you enjoy something?
Now we're talking about
bad.
Alcohol, Ben.
Oh well, it's the same difference.
Oh man.
If you're interested, they only have it available right now in Europe. It sells for about $26, and it'll give you 21 alcoholic hits. Let's see, once squirted, amounts to 0.075 milliliters of booze, which is the
I don't know if I get the
I don't
drunk for a couple seconds part.
The minimum amount needed to make the average brain feel boozy.
I want to be in a fog for a couple hours, not just a couple.
I'm not a big drinker. And I'm not a big beer drinker. I will drink a beer if I have a taste for it. And I've been drunk a few times, but I don't like the way it makes me feel because I feel like I have no control over my stupidity.
Right. You're already sober. You're already
Wait,
yeah.
So you're telling me. You're telling me that you currently have control of your stupidity.
Well, I like to think
it gets worse. Yes.
I like to think I have control over my stupidity.
Dan's goof level is already way off the charts.
You know, probably what happens. Dan gets drunk and then he reverts to a normal person. That's probably what it is.
I do become quieter.
More lucid.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, get this man a beer.
I don't understand it either, unless maybe you need, maybe you're going to ask a girl out, Bill.
Hey.
And you're really nervous, so you think, I'll
just
do this.
Oh, you just shoot that inhaler real quick.
And then you'll walk down to the fish place, and you'll say, hey, babe.
The fish place.
Would you like to go out on a date?
Yeah,
that's gross.
Inside
I don't
baseball,
like that term for a lady's part.
No, I think
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Let's just stop talking now, please. You're embarrassing me.
I'm leaving.
Thank you.
Is my penalty over?
Have we...
can't see you leap over that thing.
Have we taken a picture and posted it online so people can see? People think we're joking.
How are they going to tell? Are we going to take a picture of all
You're
of
the
us?
One.
Well, somebody could take a picture of the four of us, I'm sure. We're in the penalty box.
Yes,
I don't know.
We
I keep saying that, but I just...
I put one from my viewpoint up on Facebook earlier, but that's from the outside looking...
No, we're inside.
Inside looking out.
All right, so this is kind of scary. In the state of Washington, the state has now freed up emergency cash to curb whooping cough. The whooping cough is coming back.
Oh, that's what you got, Bill.
Yeah, that's like what I
got. They had that on the news the other night. I showed a couple of kids. That sounds horrible.
Now, did they think that they had you know, completely yes. got
eradicated
rid of that? And now it's better. Has there always sort of been?
I think it's always
just kind a of been few a, cases here
yeah,
or there.
Yeah, it's always been around, but
Washington State has seen more than 1,130 cases of whooping cough this year.
Oh man,
up from 117 cases in the same stretch last year. So there is quite a there it is right there. Can you hear that, folks? That's the whooping cough. Let's hear it a little bit.
That's
yeah,
not
there it is. No, they describe the whooping cough right here. It's a contagious bacterial infection that causes coughing interrupted by whooping gasps for air. Mm-hmm. The whooping
wow.
cough. So there you go. That was that's kind of scary. So they released a bunch of money. Hopefully they're going to try and boy, that is scary. I tell you what, when I flew back from Florida last week, you know, you guys know me a little OCD and being
what?
On,
were your arms tired?
Being
no.
on that airplane,
never.
Trapped with you know 200 strangers. Call every time somebody would cough or sneeze or even blink, I'd freak
oh,
out.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, good grief! Well, I'm sure that's where I caught my cold.
Sure you did.
There it was.
Well, come on!
You
I'm
better
sure.
never leave your house again.
I'm sure it was there on the airplane.
It was on a ride, probably.
According to CNN Money, 3 in 10 adults who are married or living with a partner admit to some sort of financial infidelity, lying about their finances.
I believe that.
I'm a single guy. I don't have to deal with any of this. 3 in 10, however, if you're in some sort of a relationship.
3 in 10?
3 out of 10.
I think it's more than that. I think that's...
Well, those are the ones that admitted to it, according to a survey.
What is there to lie about?
Well, here, I'll give you a few examples. According to the survey, 7% have kept a work bonus or lottery winnings under wraps. If you win a big ticket, you're not going to go home.
I would never do that.
That's
horrible.
4%.
Well, we have to have a bonus and stuff, though.
Well, that
well,
is
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
not happening.
She knows that's not happening, right?
4% have secret savings or retirement accounts, and another 4% have withdrawn a significant sum of a joint account on the sly. Is it taboo to have two separate checking accounts if you're married?
Not if you agree on it.
I mean, but do most people have two different, like, here, you pay this, and I'll
we
pay
do.
That, and you... Yeah, I mean, I would think, and this is just, you know, what do I know, but having all of it in one account...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we have two separate checking accounts, and then we have a joint checking account.
More than a quarter or 27% of those who are married or living with a partner said they fight about money more than any other issue, including children and work.
I think that's the number one of the number one reasons for divorce, right?
Yeah.
Money issues.
Surveyed 1,000 people. All right, I can't get enough of it. I still think it's hilarious. Maybe it's just mean, but Albert... to be homerless.
Oh, man. He's struggling.
It is now May. Now, this is USA Today. USA Today. 32-year-old Albert Pujols has not hit a home run in 26 games. And the Angels have put together a historically bad start. They have a 7-15 record right now. Tied for one of their worst starts ever. I don't know.
I don't think those people... The people in L.A., do you think they'll be as patient
as
the people
were? Oh, no, the media's already all over them.
Oh, I don't think they're patient now. I mean...
Yeah, the media's a lot worse.
Have you seen the Facebook post where...
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay,
yeah,
so, like, it's your face, right. And then there's an arrow next to it, and then there's a picture of Albert Pujols, and it says...
This guy has as many home runs as Albert Pujols. Yeah, exactly.
And I almost think that Albert is really... pressing and really trying to
prove
himself.
He'll never admit it, though, to him.
I feel sorry for him.
I really think he is, and they're not as forgiving as St. Louis fans are. I mean, St. Louis fans, he was in a slump here last year, remember?
Sure.
He was hitting every time he came up, it was a double play.
Yep.
And but we didn't boo him. We stood behind him, and then he kind of got things together by the playoffs. Not totally by the playoffs, though.
And I saw one of the TV stations, I won't mention which one, is sending, like, a crew out to interview him now. You know what? Who cares?
One of our TV stations?
Yeah, a local station's good. Because it sweeps, probably.
Yeah.
I can't believe he would agree to it.
Yeah, no kidding. So they're going to interview him and put him on, and you know what? Who cares? But Albert Pujols, I don't know. I continue to find that funny, probably because... Used to live out there, and I just, you know, you went through all that when back in February, and they all my friends out there told me how, you know, great he was going to be. And
did you see the story about this guy from, where does he live? Oh, Minnesota.
No.
Minnesota?
He lives in Minnesota. He's 7 feet, 8 inches tall, and he wears a shoe between the sizes of 22 and 25.
Holy cow.
So he's had 16 foot surgeries because he keeps buying shoes that don't fit, and they have to keep doing. So,
well, you got to have a special made shoe.
Right. Reebok is flying him to Massachusetts, and they said it would take, like, several weeks before the shoe will be complete for him.
You know what they say about guys with big feet?
Big socks?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, big socks and big shoes.
He had that. He had that pituitary deal. So he flew here. His name is Igor Vukovinsky.
Easy.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
I just say Igor.
I can't remember what country he's from in Europe, but he flew here because of his disease. He was 6 feet tall at the age of 7.
Holy cow. Wow. Can you imagine going through life like that?
No.
I mean, I'm on the other end, being shorter than everybody. That's, you know, that's a little bit of a struggle.
You kind of slide by, but if you're gigantic, there's no way you can just.
I had a friend of mine that we grew up with and went to school with, grew up here in Florissant with.
Is it a girl?
No.
Is she coming up?
It was a guy. No, it was a guy. His name's Corky. He topped out at 7 foot tall. He played basketball in high school. Junior high school, he was about 6'5", I think. And then by the time we got to be freshmen and sophomores and stuff, he was 6'10".
Wow.
6'11", and then he topped out at 7 feet tall.
They have a tall family?
His mom was tall. His dad was short. His dad was like 5'10", 5'11". His brother was like 5'10", or something like that.
Yeah.
He had another brother that's 6'4", 5", and then his sister is like 6'2".
My dad always tells the story. He used to coach basketball for young men and women, and over at, I believe it was Maplewood, and he had a little, you know, little team, and it was just this one little boy on the team, and all, you know, smaller than all the other kids, and but, you know, was still out there playing ball, and so he was coaching him, and, you know, did it for several years, and well, fast forward 30 years down the road, my dad is out, you know, grocery store or whatever. And this tall guy comes up to him, you know, 6'6", whatever, and he says, Mr. Cleveland. And my dad says, yeah, excuse me. He goes, well, do you recognize me? Do you know who I am? And no, it's me, Shorty. The guy sprung up from, like, you know, 5 foot tall all the way up to this gigantic guy. I'm still hoping. I'm waiting for that
growth spurt. That growth spurt.
Yeah. I think in your mid-30s is when it happens. I believe that's what the doctor told me.
Yeah.
One last story before we go here. A lady in Utah was out at the grocery store buying, shall we say, feminine items.
Yes.
Pontoons and maxi buckets.
Yes, exactly. And she found that they were the box that she had wound up being filled with cocaine.
Whoa. Ooh. That's a bonus.
Yeah. They suspect that there were I guess that'd be a good place to hide them. Part of a drug smuggling scheme.
Inside the applicators.
Yeah. So they went in there and hit them, and then the next person was supposed to come and buy it?
They were supposed to come and buy them. Yeah. And I guess somebody didn't quite get the memo, so this lady bought them and took them home, and whoa, look at that.
We've got a bunch of people putting them up their noses.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
All right. Hanging out of your nose.
All right.
I don't care.
It is 5:31. We are in Florissant, and hopefully we'll be welcomed back again.
Hey, by the way, Bill, the big moon tomorrow, the super moon.
Yeah.
You can come watch that with our band, Henry's Humans, at Johnny's place in Eureka.
Wow, what a segue.
How about that? Okay, carry on. Thank you.
8
o'clock tomorrow.
You done?
Yes.
Okay. Going on this weekend.
Until 11.
Here at the Florissant Civic Center and all around Florissant. You go to the website again, FlorissantMo.com. They have a list of all the venues and a list of all the performers and things. They got great food, of course, and stuff to buy, and dress appropriately. It is, according to our little thermometer here in the penalty box at the ice rink, it's 84 degrees.
Well, but we're also enclosed in glass, so there's no, there's not
we
really
don't have
any,
much of a breeze.
No, we don't have much of a breeze in here.
So outside the penalty box, you're probably going to be okay, but it should be a nice weekend. Hopefully we'll have no rain, and we'll be back in a couple minutes here with Mike Evans live from Hollywood on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on your afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tina. Well, we've got a new accident now. It's on southbound 55 near Richardson Road that has traffic backed up to 141. It is blocking the center lane. Now, westbound 70, just a long jam from Blanchett Bridge all the way out through T.R. Hughes. If you're traveling on eastbound 40 downtown, no delays to the Poplar Street Bridge. But once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 is slowing 4th Street to 64. In Illinois, coming into Missouri, westbound 5570, that's jammed up from 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 40, that's your usual slowdown. Hampton through McCausland, it's heavy again. Spady out through Mason. And then they were working with this accident, eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, through May, visit your participating Toyota dealers' spring tire event where every brand of tire is on sale. Toyota has the right tires at competitive prices. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shop Jared the Gallery of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning, this very minute, someone may be hacking into your PC, stealing your personal information, and infecting your hard drive with viruses.
Getting my computer hacked and my credit card info stolen was the worst experience ever. The invasion of privacy, collection agencies treating me like a criminal.
If you think your computer is safe with antivirus software alone, think again. Unless you have both antivirus and firewall security, you're in serious danger. The good news is, you can download combined antivirus and firewall security absolutely free at GetZoneAlarm.com, the technology major companies rely on. The firewall 80 million people trust. Free at GetZoneAlarm.com. No charges ever.
I went to GetZoneAlarm.com the instant I heard about it, and I'm telling everyone else to do the same. I would never go without the safety of their protection again.
Your computer is constantly under attack. Protect yourself in one quick, free download from the experts in security. Go to www.GetZoneAlarm.com now. That's GetZoneAlarm.com.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-500-1092.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-1092. 1-800-500-1092.
Copays and deductibles apply.
This is a public warning to anyone needing to regularly reuse urinary catheters. This practice can lead to severe complications, including bacterial infections, sepsis, prolonged hospitalization, and mortality. It is therefore highly recommended that anyone needing a urinary catheter try a free sample of a revolutionary new disposable catheter, specially designed to be more comfortable and significantly reduce the risks of infection. To try a free sample, simply call 1-800-400-9430. After recent policy changes, Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these disposable catheters per month. The Medical Direct Club will handle all the paperwork with your doctor and discreetly deliver them free to your door. Again, this is a public warning. Regular reuse of urinary catheters can lead to severe bacterial complications. It is highly recommended that anyone needing urinary catheters should call now to try a free sample of a new disposable catheter that significantly reduces the risks of infection. For your free sample, call 1-800-400-9430. That's 1-800-400-9430.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal. Hi, I'm John Sicada. Did you know that chronic hepatitis C affects approximately 1 million Hispanic Americans? I'm visiting my father today, who's part of that statistic. Each story is different, but for at least 20 years, my father never said how sick he was getting. He stayed silent, never talked over the options with his doctor. If he had, maybe I'd be visiting him at home instead of here at the cemetery. If you still think there's strength in silence, think again. Talk to your doctor about your options and learn more at tunein2hepc.com.
If you are one of the thousands of St. Louis area homeowners who suffered damage from the recent storms and are now facing a bewildering array of insurance claims, insurance paperwork, and insurance adjusters, you need some answers. Tune in this Saturday from 4 till 5 p.m. for the Lane House Construction Show with the roofer, Kerry House. He'll take your calls and give you the answers you need to handle the entire process. The Lane House Construction Show with the roofer, Kerry House. This Saturday at 4 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
We are out and about on this Aloha Friday afternoon. Florissant, to be exact. It is the 2012 Valley of Flowers Festival, and we are just outside of the Civic Center. We're here in where the ice rink normally is. No ice today, although we could use it.
That would be nice.
A little toasty, but everybody having a good time. Would love to have you coming by. We'll be here for another 20 minutes or so.
I wanted to mention thanks to the gardeners of Florissant. Remember they brought over that potted plant for us?
Yeah, that was cool.
Thank you very much. They have tons and tons of plants, flowers, hanging baskets, and vegetables and things like that for sale back here inside the ice rink.
It's the Valley of Flowers.
And it's time now for, on this Aloha Friday, Mike Evans. He is live in Southern California, and he, as always, brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. And ladies and gentlemen, Thompson Price proudly presents, here he is, the one, the only, Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up. Hello, hello. And tomorrow, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Well, yeah, thank you, sir.
Buddy. How's it going? I have a little margarita tonight just to celebrate a little day ahead of time.
Uh-huh. Aren't you going to do that fourth thing with him?
Oh, may the fourth be with you?
Yeah, yeah, may the fourth be with you. Star Wars Day.
Okay. Pop quiz question.
Never heard of it, apparently.
He's one of the most superstitious men in Hollywood. One of his quirks is he insists on showering after meeting somebody. Will want to take a full shower after he meets a new person. Is it Robert Pattinson, Shia LaBeouf, or Zac Efron? Answer in just a minute. TV News scoop is HBO is close to a deal with New York Jets for their preseason NFL show Hard Knocks with Tim Tebow on the team. That makes sense. Mick Jagger will host Saturday Night Live May 19th.
Huh.
Eli Manning, the quarterback of the New York Giants, will host Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. There will be a movie, TV movie, made about the Secret Service and the prostitute fiasco in Colombia. How wonderful. It will be out sometime during the holidays.
Oh, nice. The holidays.
One real quick sports shorts at the Wells Fargo Open. Tiger Woods failed to make the cut. I think Tiger Woods has become one of those golfers that will win occasionally, finish in the middle of the pack, won't make the cut all the time. I think he's become that type of pro golfer now.
Do you think he cares?
Oh, I think he cares, but I don't think there's anything he can do about it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of great movies to go see over the weekend. Holdovers, Three Stooges, Hunger Games, Titanic 3D. You have the Band of Misfits, the Pirates, 3.5 stars. Three and a half stars for the best exotic Marigold hotel. Four stars for the Avengers. But on the other hand, shall I say, however...
And there's always a however in life.
A little bit of heaven is a movie you might want to miss. Unless you think what's better and more uplifting than a horrible written movie that tries to be funny about colon cancer, lost love, and death.
Oh.
Nothing more funny than that.
Yeah. Only thing good about it is Kate Hudson is that a lot of people like her.
Oh, yeah.
Movie's not good. One half of one star.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking for a great book to read? We're going to do these every few weeks throughout the summer. If you're looking for a good book, try Unconquered, The Saga of Cousins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Jimmy Swaggart, and Mickey Gilley. Yeah, they're all three cousins, first cousins, and the story, the book of them growing up and getting famous is just fascinating. Jerry Lee Lewis, Jimmy Swaggart, and Mickey Gilley. How about that?
How about it?
Love and Business, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And Kanye West are in the process of setting up multiple businesses, including jewelry and clothing lines and movie and TV production offices. I don't know when they're going to have time to actually have an affair. On the other hand, Khloe and Lamar dropping their reality show. Is their marriage far behind?
Oh.
I hate to hear that.
No.
Movie nuggets, there is going to be a biopic of Mary Pickford's life. Mila Kunis may get the lead. Huh. And I find this just strange casting. A romantic comedy being made, starts shooting in November. The male lead is James Gandolfini. His female lead in this romantic comedy is Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Ooh, that is very odd.
Strange couple, though, yeah. So who do you think is a Hollywood star that has a lot of quirks, including... After he meets somebody, he always wants to take a shower. Robert Pattinson, Shia LaBeouf, or Zac Efron?
Tina?
I'm going to guess Zac.
I'm going to go Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. Say Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts.
Robert Pattinson?
Really? The
Robert
one who supposedly
Pattinson.
Doesn't
and
wash
finally!
His
hair? And finally! Yeah. Lord Friday, the Wicked Monday, we're going to play today, Lord Friday. Sorry about the St. Louis Blues. Lulio Kalani, Lulio Gale, Lulio Kalani, Hui Hui Ho. Kill away, Kamiki, Kaka, Hu. Bobby Nello, Kamiki, Kaka, Hui Ho. Come on.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Anna Ona, Nana Lula, Wak Hawaii.
Sorry, residents of Florissant, we're scared by the presentation there, the Aloha Friday. That's Mike Evans from Hollywood, brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. They do kitchens, homes, and baths. And Mike Evans. Now, who was the guy that didn't? Robert, what's his name?
Pattinson.
He had to take a shower every time he met someone new?
That's what they said.
Well, that's just...
Well, he was the one that supposedly never washed his hair.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's what he said.
The Twilight guy.
Yeah. Even for me, that's bizarre. That is bizarre.
Hmm.
So, you guys have all been to a Goodwill store before, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, makes donations, you know, I guess they'll come by and pick stuff up at your house or whatever. And I believe this is in Oklahoma. There's a... Goodwill store, and they found a piece of pottery. Somebody had donated a piece of pottery, you know, found it in the basement, whatever, donated the thing. It was a, let's see, 7.5-inch vessel, they said. It turned up last month. Actually, I take that back. The Goodwill was in New York, not Oklahoma. But it turns out that this thing is in, like, an ancient, prehistoric piece of pottery.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yeah, exactly. No, they said that it's about 8,000 years old.
Wow.
Now, how does that even get to somebody, you know what I mean? How does that even happen where you would stumble upon that and find that in your house or, you know, buy it at a garage sale or something? I will never in a million years have that good of luck.
No, I would have thrown it away.
And I've always thought about people that go to garage sales and stuff, and then they find...
Yeah, they always
find... They
find
the painting or something with a Gettysburg address on the back of it or something. Or
a Monet.
Something
or
that's really...
Well, the stories, too, that people, the grandpa or whoever will have $20,000 stashed in an old jacket when they give it away to a...
Yeah.
And they find out later.
Well, nope. The professionals have to be ticked because they know what they're looking for going going into these stores.
Right.
There's probably some knucklehead like us that will just sort of find it on the shelf. Oh, this would look good with a plant in it or something. You
yeah.
know? All right. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from the...
Did you say WAP?
WAP?
No, I'm pretty sure I said WRAP.
We're going to WAP things up.
Pretty sure I said WRAP.
We're going to some WAPs at the Wallace
Flowers. Go to
from the Valley of the Flowers Festival. All right, you can stop now. Thank you. We'll be back.
Lovely.
We'll be back with more on the Big 550 KTRS.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tina. Well, they've cleared that accident southbound 55. It was a little north of Richardson Road. All lanes are now open, so everything's pretty thinned out there. If you're traveling on westbound 70, a little bit slow between Goodfellow and Jennings Station Road, but you're jammed up from the Blanchett Bridge all the way out through T.R. Hughes. They've also cleared that accident 40 at Timberlake Manor, but westbound 40 is still slowing from... Looks like about Spady out through Mason, and then it's slow again, 141 through Timberlake Manor. This traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier, so drive easy with a Garmin. The most trusted name in GPS navigation, visit Garmin.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Goodman. I'd like to welcome to the KTRS family, Martin Kilcoyne, weekdays from noon to 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, beginning Monday, May 14th.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Dr. Jazz Ice Cream Parlor and Diner will take you back to the day when Webster Groves had several soda fountains. They are now serving Missouri's very own ice cream, Central Dairy, a Jefferson City dairy fitting for a Webster neighborhood parlor. Dr. Jazz will continue to serve Cedar Crest Ice Cream from Wisconsin. Both make great shakes, malts, ice cream, sodas, and sundaes, especially delicious. Hungry? Their daily lunch and dinner specials make Dr. Jazz special. For more, go to drjazzwebstergroves.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They are just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
Ten away from 6 o'clock here at the Big 550 KTRS. Boy, you know, you hate to tune in at just the wrong time. Just
no, thank you. I don't think I will, Tina. Oh, sure.
Just the wrong
nice cover.
Time. Oh, my goodness. Young, small families are gathering. Tina, put one of these in your
face.
It's just right here.
Filthiest one in the show.
An Altoid.
Just to clarify, she was talking about an Altoid.
No, I don't believe it.
Because he said he felt a cough coming on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you really coughed. Never mind. Valley of the Flowers. Valley of Flowers celebration going on here in Florissant. That's where we have been all afternoon long. To thank everybody for having us out here. And Dan Strauss's neck of the woods. How long ago did you live in Florissant, Dan?
We moved here in 1960, and my parents bought a house for like $18,000 on Swan Drive. We were in the city, and I moved away probably after high school, which was...
75, 76?
No, 76. Hazelwood Central class was 76. And then we went to...
Somebody's bringing us
popcorn and stuff. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Probably left.
Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't stay.
Yeah,
I didn't go too
here.
Far. I went to Ferguson and lived in Ferguson for a while, so I stayed in North County, but probably completely left and went out in the 90s, about 90 or something like that, out south.
Boy, did you expect that long of an answer with that question?
I was wondering what he was
doing. We were getting the whole life story.
I was trying to figure out what to do with this stuff.
And then the summer of 78, our family went vacationing up in Michigan.
Oh, screw you guys. You asked.
I think save those for Frank. He liked those pork rinds.
We will. Frank who?
Yeah, it's for folks who may not. We're here out and about. We're actually in a penalty box.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't heard, here at the ice rink, here in Florissant. And but you know, sometimes you know, folks like to come up and talk to us, which we love. And so it's hard sometimes to be doing the broadcast live and to talk to folks while we're on the air at the same time, which that's what Mr. Strauss is just doing over there. But that was nice of him to bring some goodies for us.
Yeah, he brought popcorn and some pork rinds.
All right. So, all weekend long, stuff going on all over Florissant. And,
Two locations.
Yeah, they've got it at a bunch of different venues. I mentioned the website earlier, florissantmo.com. And if you go on there, they have a link to the actual website that has all of the, you know, schedules and directions and all that stuff. And I believe everything's free for admission, so that's...
You know, right, and they have that big parade. That is a big deal. It's on Sunday, 1:45. It starts here at the Egan Center, and it goes all the way over to the Shrine of the Knights of Columbus. It's 120 people, 120 units, floats, cars, all that kind of stuff.
And then they crown a queen over there.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, your brochure looks a little different than mine.
Yeah,
what's this?
13 high school juniors competing for the honor of Valley of Flowers Queen to reign over the festival activities for the coming year.
Now, so that's cool. That's very small town-ish. I like that. That's cool.
I mean, no, I wonder how they vote for them. I guess they put them in the paper, the local paper maybe, and people...
I don't remember. I don't remember how they did it.
Hmm. How many of them are there?
13 different ones, high school juniors.
Huh. I meant to come back for that.
Yeah.
That's coming up
this
weekend.
A little young for you,
huh? I just, you know, just something to...
Oh, man.
You know, wasn't going there, Miss Potty Mouth.
There's a car show.
Yeah.
There's a 5K run walk. There's a flower and plant sale. There's a pretty baby photo contest. Dog show.
See, I'm kind of ticked off. My flowers haven't been doing very well. I actually have a...
Couple.
I haven't seen the photos lately on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with that?
Well,
you've never mentioned your gardening before.
Well, I think...
Alan Smith.
You have?
Oh, sure.
I don't remember hearing about this.
I'm not a big garden. Just, you know, a little area where I put some flowers every year.
Really?
What kind did you plant this time?
I don't know.
But whatever
pansies are the only ones that'll go.
Whatever Ace Hardware had.
Pansies.
How does your garden grow?
Well, we had that freeze, you know.
Right.
So everything was going along, bumping along just hunky dory, and then we had that cold.
It wasn't a hard freeze, though. It's supposed to be a hard freeze that kills everything.
Well, I'm here to tell you, whatever it was, it killed what I had. Not everything, but enough. It's not. I'm not proud. You're not going to be seeing any pictures of the Cleveland garden coming up.
You just don't have a green thumb. You're just afraid to admit it.
No, I I tell you what works, and it's honestly got that Miracle-Gro stuff.
Oh, it does.
Holy crap.
I'm with you.
Now, I don't know if there's a limit to the amount of Miracle-Gro. Like, I don't know if you dump the whole container on your... It'd probably burn up your plants, but...
I would say something to our families here, so I'll just say that for another.
I found it to be interesting. All right, as we're wrapping up here, lots to do. Gave you the website. Hope you'll come by. Well, thanks to everybody that came by and said hello to us this afternoon. We had a lot of nice folks stop by.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of listeners. Right when we got here. Well, I hadn't been here 12 seconds.
Thank Joni and Tammy for coming by.
Yeah? Those are your girlfriends from high school?
The girls that I grew up with, yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
What?
Tina is giving me these eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you addressing me with your eyes?
In front of
all these poor people in a...
Wow.
She undressed you with her eyes. Now she's asking to use my magnet glass.
Why?
Oh, my goodness. Brutal. Absolutely. Absolutely brutal.
What was that?
I don't know. All right. How you doing? Okay. Yeah. All right. We're out of here. Hope you folks have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend.
Still time,
I'm sure, to get your bets in.
Our band's playing tomorrow night at Johnny's Place in Eureka.
Yeah. When did you start a band? When did that start?
Last week.
Yeah.
I think,
see Dan's band. You come on out here to a beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Peon's been pretty quiet for the last 5 minutes. You doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
He's been making
I just don't have a band to promote.
Well, we got to learn an instrument. Well, you and I, we need to learn an instrument so we can go and we can go on the road and join these people.
I don't think so.
A kazoo.
We got 20 seconds left. It looks like Josh Gilbert. How'd the show sound today? Be honest.
Just as good as always.
That was really diplomatic.
What a diplomatic answer, Josh Gilbert.
That's a criticism. That's what I hear.
All right, that's it. Hey, thanks again for listening. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Thanks for everybody that stopped by. We're in Florissant, and this is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Military scandals can trigger outrage or worse.